Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Blood clots in COVID victims.
10 times more common in people with the viral infection.
Ex-Minnesota cop charged in fatal shooting.
Your voices have been heard.
Sanctions targeting Russia.
Over Putin's attempts to interfere in U.S. affairs.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A just-released study finds blood clotting is a very minor issue with all the COVID-19 vaccines, but the very same condition is much more likely in people who get the virus. CBS's Dr. David Agus has looked at the findings from Britain's Oxford University.
This particular blood clot in the brain happens 10 times more common in people with the viral infection than with vaccines. And this was very important. So people with the virus have a much higher incidence of this particular kind of rare blood clot in the brain. My gut is we're going to get back on the vaccine train here and vaccinate people to prevent the horrible complications from the virus.
For a vaccine that's just been sidelined over blood clot concerns, there's no early reprieve.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices decides to make no recommendation on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, saying they need more information. The panel's Dr. Grace Lee.
Nothing in life is risk-free, but I want to be able to understand and defend the decision that I've made based on a reasonable amount of data.
This postponement means the pause on Johnson & Johnson's vaccine will remain in effect. The panel will reconvene in a week. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Now to Minnesota, where CBS's Omar Villafranca tells us there's a criminal case now against the former police officer involved in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright.
Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott urged calm in the community following the announcement that charges of second-degree manslaughter had been brought against former police officer Kim Potter.
His death will not go in vain.
According to the criminal complaint, the taser was yellow with a black grip and set in a straight draw position, meaning the defendant would have to use her left hand to draw the taser out of its holster. A taser also weighs about 8 ounces, while a loaded handgun is about 2 pounds.
Manslaughter 2 is the least she should get.
Civil rights activist Al Sharpton praised the decision to charge Potter.
If she didn't know in 26 years the difference in size and weight of a gun as opposed to a taser, then how was she a veteran in policing?
CBS's Jamie Yukis reports the defense is expected to rest its case today at the Derek Chauvin murder trial.
Defense expert witness Dr. David Fowler testified it was his opinion the cause of death should be undetermined because there were so many potential reasons George Floyd died, including heart disease, drug use, and then one the jury hadn't heard before.
There is exposure to a vehicle exhaust, so potentially carbon monoxide poisoning.
Fowler said it was a possibility because Floyd was restrained close to the police car's exhaust pipes.
At the White House, CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Biden is set to announce new sanctions against Russia.
President Biden is taking steps to hit back at Russia over President Vladimir Putin's attempts to interfere in U.S. affairs. CBS News has learned that more than 30 Russian entities are expected to be sanctioned, and about 10 Russian intelligence officers will be expelled from the U.S. The two presidents spoke earlier this week, and the White House said Mr. Biden made it clear to the Russian leader that he was prepared to defend America's interests, including in Ukraine, where Russia has sent tanks and tens of thousands of troops to the border.
President Biden warned Putin to de-escalate the tension.
Iran's supreme leader said today offers being made at the Vienna talks over his country's nuclear deal are not worth looking at. The plan is in place now to end America's longest war. President Biden says his Afghanistan troop pullout is not a hasty rush to the exit. Secretary of State Blinken is in Afghanistan now to sell the idea. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
On a visit to Arlington Cemetery and the graves of Americans killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, the president said the U.S. has achieved its objectives.
We went for two reasons, the end of bin Laden and the end of safe haven.
He vows the drawdown starting May 1st will be responsible, deliberate, and safe.
I'm Stacey Lynn on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are reacting. Senator Lindsey Graham criticized the president's decision.
Soldiers take on the risk. They know why they're there. Let's keep the fight over there. Let's keep it in their backyard, not ours.
But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is on board. He said it's time.
So after sinking two decades of blood and treasure into wars in the Middle East, it's time to bring our troops home.
The police chief in Windsor, Virginia, says there were opportunities that were missed to de-escalate the December traffic stop with a Black and Latino Army second lieutenant who's now suing the two officers involved. Chief Dan Riddle says the officer who used pepper spray has been fired because of the public backlash over the police video that's gone viral.
He said he was afraid. He said, you should be. And that was inexcusable. That upset me. It made me mad. Because there, yet again, is another opportunity to de-escalate that thing.
But he says Army Lieutenant Caron Nazario created the tense situation by failing to respond immediately when the cops tried to pull him over. He says in his suit, he sought a safe, well-lighted area. Coast Guard boats and aircraft are involved in the search off Louisiana for 12 people missing after their oil field vessel capsized in hurricane force winds. Dara Morales says her son was on board. She's now waiting it out with his three children.
We know he's not one of the six that was found alive. They love their daddy and he loves his baby so much. We need him. Come home.
Along with the six rescued, one person's body has been found. Well, in baseball, it was a night of milestones. First in Chicago.
Carlos Rodon, a no-hitter.
The call on NBC Sports Chicago. It's the second no-hitter in the big leagues in 5 days. The White Sox beat Cleveland 8-0. Rodon, a 28-year-old left-hander, came close to a perfect game, but in the ninth, he hit a batter. In St. Louis, Yadier Molina of the Cardinals became just the sixth MLB player to catch 2,000 games and the first to do it all with just one team. 2 years ago today, Paris was shaken by the destructive fire at a cherished symbol of the city.
The fire that engulfed Notre Dame Cathedral 2 years ago toppled a famous landmark, the church spire. Today, there is still a gaping hole in the roof and several years of painstaking reconstruction still ahead. The spire will be rebuilt as it had been when it was added to the medieval church in the 19th century. Oak trees, more than a century old, have been felled to rebuild it so they can again reach to the sky as the new spire. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A new study suggests scientists have unearthed another layer in the Earth's core. Australian researchers report an innermost inner core, different from the four main layers known up to now. They used an algorithm to match thousands of models and observed seismic waves for decades. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.